Kufi Gimel Mar Aleph, it took the Mishnah. Kershen Dali Pepaskia, Avaloy Bechevel. So Dali is a bucket, and a person wants to go use his bucket to draw water out of a well. So he, let's say the rope which is there tore, and so he needs to tie it up with something else. So he's allowed to take a paskia as a belt, a piece of a woven material, which is normally used for other purpose. He's allowed to tie it onto the bucket to draw the water. The logic behind that being that he's not going to leave it there. It's too valuable to leave it there. So that we're not afraid that this knot which he's going to make is going to be kesher shachayama. That's going to stay. But he can't use a rope because they're afraid he's going to leave the rope there, and then you'll be made a kesher shachayama, and that's a chiv. That's also. Rabbi Huda's matter. The more is trying to figure out exactly what exactly is the logic behind Rabbi Huda's heter. Kalam Rabbi Huda, kol kesher shena shachayama, ein chayama love. Kesher is not kesher. If it's not shachayama, there's no chiv. It's like Rashi, kesher is leave a peskiya, a pia bora, oh, by the well. The paskia le mevatali hasam, a person wouldn't leave this belt there. Rolo bechevel, not with a rope. The mevatali hasam, because a person would leave it there. Rabbi kesher shakayama shrei kosher, but totally sham tamid. It's going to stay there. So that's also Behudas matim begemar mefarish. The more says chevel demai. When we say that the case of the mishnah that we discussed.
I understand the mevatel. Why isn't it sufficient to say kesher shakayama? It sounds like it's you're changing it from its purpose.
Well, we'll see in the Gemara. The mevatalei hasam means you're going to leave it there. The mevatalei hasam means it's not a maisa bittul. It means the idea of leaving it there. Chevel demai. So what type of rope are we talking about? Ilei mechevel dam. We're talking about a regular piece of rope. Behuda's matter. How can Behuda be matter that? Kesher shakayama. Chances are a person is going to leave it there. So it's a kesher shakayama. Like, why should he take it away? How could Behuda be matter that? Ella, what it was chevel de gardi. Gardi is a tailor, or a weaver. So I'm not sure exactly what the chevel de gardi is, but it's something which a person normally would not leave there. It's too valuable. It's still just chevel, but he uses it for other purposes. He's not going to leave it there by the bucket. Okay, so why did the Chacham say it's also then? If you're not going to leave it there, what's the problem? The Gemara says the Memra, which means we would have to understand that means to say that the Rabbanan Sabri, Gazrin and Chevel de Gardi, Otto Chevel de Alma. It's a Gzeira. Chevel de Alma is where we hold this Osir because a good chance he's going to leave it there. Leaving it there will be Yenisha de Reis. So there it goes, so you can't use Chevel de Gardi because he might come to use Chevel de Alma. And Rehuda Sabra, look, Gazrin, Rehuda also, no, Chevel de Alma is Osir, Chevel de Gardi, Chazal de Nada Osir. They did not make a Gzeira. Okay, Ramin will ask you a steer. Chevel Dali Shanifsik. So it's the same case. You have a bucket, and the rope tore. Lo yeh koshroi ella einvay. So you shouldn't do a kesher. You should do an aniva. So the Chacham say that you have to do a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Yehuda says, "Karachalav punda apaskia." You can put these other items, punda or paskia, which to use to tie them up. Punda, Rashi says, is a type of we have. That's like a belt which was hollow. You could put things inside of it, and paskia is a paskia. But vachal yanvenel, but you can't tie it there with a bow. So you're allowed to wrap it around. You have to be careful of the love, and you cannot tie it. The Gemara says, "So kasha the Behuda or Behuda." So in our Mishnah, Behuda says that you're allowed to tie something there, And this Bryce says that you can't tie anything there, even the Punda of Paschi, you can't even make a boat. Okay? Which Pashas he means, he holds that there's a gzera, a bow, because of making a knot. So he makes a gzera from one to the other. And the Chachamim don't make the gzera from one to the other. And over here we have the Chachamim, Kashat Rabbanan Rabbanan. Because the Chachamim, over here we're concerned a person would mix up a Chabal de Alma and a Chabal de Gardi. We say you can't use Chabal de Gardi because you might come to use Chabal de Alma. And over here the Chachamim say that we don't make a gzera, a bow gzera you might come to do a knot. Smur says Rabbanan or Rabbanan lo kasha, Chabal b'chabal michlif, and even b'kshira lo michlif. People do not mix up. If I tell you you can do a bow, you will understand you can't do a knot. And you will not make a mistake, because the normal derech to tie up this thing is with a knot. Why would a person make a bow when he's tying up and making a rope which is used to go down into the well? So that if I tell you have to do a neva, you're not going to say, oh, maybe if it's neva's mutter, so kshir is also mutter. But the difference between the different types of chavolim is not that significant. The person might mistake and say, well, chavol is mutter, chavol is mutter. And if you kshir lemichlofa. That's how you would answer the stir in the chachamim. Okay. Derbihuda lekasha. Hasam loy mishum to mikhlofa. Aniba bikshira. So what was the kasha according to Behuda? Behuda over here does not make a gzera chelbel the guarding atu chelbel the alma, but over here he makes a gzera aniva atu b'shira. The answer is no. The reason why he holds aniva is also is not because he holds that you would mix up aniva b'shira. Ella aniva gufa k'shira here. Behuda holds that aniva is a form of k'shira, so that's no good either. So he says that so you can wrap something around, but you can't. You can't tie it up. In our Mishnah, he says that you're allowed to tie it. That's talking about something which we know for sure the person will not leave it there. Whereas, in this Braisa, the Tanakhama says you can put a chevel there as long as you make a bow. As Rebbe says, no way, you can't make a bow. The only eitzah you could do is to bring these other items and wrap them around. Now, why aren't those other items mutter with a knot? Which l'chara that should be the same thing as in our Mishnah using chabal de gardi and Yehuda says kashim to be paskia, and here he says karachal paskia, and as long as is bavachal yaven. So. One way of understanding Bachelor Yavan is going back on the case that you said. The case that you said of Chabal Dali, that's not an Eitzah of Aniva. But Punde or Paschia is Mutter, but the Pasha of the Brace is not reading like that. And so that it's only the amount of that. Let's see the right term.
Is it referring to something possibly like this bucket that goes down in the well? They're all knotted up, but they can be.
Correct. Right. So that's why we have this gzera, or this concern. Amar Reb Abba, Amar Reb Chia. So just one other thing. But you see, so this machlokes, the Tanakhama holds that aniva does not have a din of kshir at all, and Reb Yehuda holds that aniva is the Rabban of the Braisa hold that. Aniva is a form of, it's not a form of kshira. It's a separate maisa, different than kshira. The Rebbe holds it's a form of kshira, and that's also. So we pass that aniva is not a form of kshira. Amar Abba, Amar Pchi Barashi, Amar Rav. Maybe Adam Chevel Mito Beisai, Bekarshay Bepora, Ubeevus. So a person could take a chevel and tie up one side of the chevel to the trough, the feeding trough, in one side of the Hevel to the Pora. Whoever reason he needs to hold tie up his Pora, that it shouldn't get away, so he's allowed to tie one on each side. And so, and again, and this will be similar to what we had before, and we're not concerned that maybe he'll decide to leave the Hevel attached to the Pora, or leave the Hevel attached to the Avus. We assume he's going to untie both ends. Okay. Esve Rebbe Acha Aricha to Rebbe Acha Bar Papa, the Rebbe Ava. So his Rebbe Acha Aricha, I'm assuming that means he was tall, who was Rebbe Acha Bar Papa. He has a Rabba. Chebel Sheba Evus, Kersha Bar Pora. Mesheba Pora, Kersha Bar Evus. So if they're already attached to the Evus before Shabbos, you're allowed to attach it to the other side to the Pora. And we assume that when it comes on Shabbos, he'll untie eventually the Pora from there. But it's, or vice versa, if it's already attached to the Pora, you're allowed to attach it to the Avis. Ubavad shalo yavi chelva mitoch beis, but yikshu b'par be'avis. So the problem being that if you tie it to both ends on Shabbos, you're afraid after Shabbos he'll leave one end tied. So not like we just said that they said in the name of Rav, but that's not a problem. So we're hasam chelbal de alma, hacha chelbal de gardi. No, so the case which we said it's aser is a chelbal de alma, which is a concern you might leave it there. And Rav's case was a chelbal de gardi, which there's no reason we believe you're not going to leave it there. Let's see Rashi. Bechelbal de gardi, pligi. It's a type of rope that the guardi needs, and therefore he's not going to leave it there. That's where the machlokes is. So the chamer geyser chevel the guardi otzu chevel the alma, and Rabbi Yehuda is not asked the kasha chevel delish and ifsik b'mtsiosoi. It tore in the middle, so you can, yeah. So Chama said, you can't be lohei kosher. You can't tie it. The kesher shakoyama hu l'olam. It's going to stay there. But rather you can make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda says, karchalov mechaber shnei roshei hapisuk zeh al zeh. You can take the two ends which have torn from each other, and you put them on one top of the other. Karchalim punda, and you put this punda, which is ezer cholol, a type of a belt. Hollow belt of pesikya feshula. You let it wrap this around, so you basically take the two ends and you wrap it around to the point that they stay attached to each other, but you're not making any type of a knot. But actually, you can't even make a bow. The chevel, you can't tie them to the chevel. The Behuda Sava, right now we're assuming the Behuda holds Kazrina Niva Atuk Shira. But look, also, so you don't make a Xavier. So before we have the Behuda not making a Xavier, the Chum making a Xavier. And over here we have Behuda making a Xavier, the Chum not making a Xavier, it's a Stira. Samara answered, Aniba Bakshira, Chum hold you, is not a piece of, people will not confuse. But Chevel Bechevel is Michlev. A Nicker Ben Zel is there. They're not so obvious the difference between the two of them. Bisharina Bidagardi, also the Mishri Bidalma. So if Chevel Bidagardi is going to be Mutter, so Chevel Bidalma is also going to be, for people's minds, it's also going to be Mutter. So, that's one more Rashi. Okay. Kesher Beporah. Rosha Echad, you tie one end to the Porah. Vesheni Be'evis, you tie the other end to the Trough. V'lachashin and Shema Kesher Yater, HaPorah lo Yater Ela Kesher Sheber Rosha. We're not concerned that maybe when you untie the Porah from the Trough, you're only going to tie the end which is attached to the Porah. Yivata L'chevel Be'evis, but you're going to leave the chevel there by the trough, shehei muchen lekach, which will be available to use a get, or vice versa. We're not afraid. So we're not afraid of that. Oh, yatzer sheba avos, yivata l'sof sheba poro, nizohecha chakayama. Or alternatively, we're not afraid that the person might leave the rope attached to the poro. Leave it there. Correct. That's what we're not afraid of that. Now, so it comes out that the case of the Gemara and the case of the Mishnah are different cases. The case of the Gemara is a case where it tore in the middle, and the action you're taking is to address that. And the case of the Mishnah was contrasting to the case of the Gemara, wasn't a case where it necessarily was torn. You just needed a rope. And there was no rope available. He said, "Great, so I'll take my paskia or my chevel and chevel the guardian put it there." So the case of the Braisa, the Chachamim are telling you, even though you're using that actual chevel which is there, so you're allowed to retie it on Shabbos. You're allowed to make a boat, which you know after Shabbos you're going to come back and fix it and make it into a knot. Yehuda says bows are not an etzah, so the only etzah you have is to. You're not replacing it. That wasn't the case. What you're doing is you're wrapping it around to hold it till after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you'll go and you'll tie it. But the etzah of either making a knot or making a bow doesn't help you. So that's the only etzah that you have. You have a third etzah, which is go replace the whole rope with the chevel of the garden. It's ein chanami. That would be mutter, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. That the case you want to put on a chevel of the garden. So you're not going to leave a chevel of the garden there. The knot over there is a knot that you are making to the bucket. Over here, the knot is not the knot to the bucket, it's the knot in the middle of the rope, which is torn. So we're discussing how do you fix the rope, which is torn. That's the case of the Braisa. So the case of the Mishnah is a case of where we're tying it onto the bucket, and that's why that's the difference between the case of Yehuda in the Mishnah and Yehuda in the Braisa. Okay. The next piece of Gemara... talks about an item which is used in weaving. I guess Rashi says once we mentioned the chevel the gardi, so we spoke about some different items used in the weaving process. The gardi is a weaver, so not a tailor, it's a weaver. Yeah. Why are you assuming a cow is not muksa?
I say it is muksa.
It is muksa.
So your cow would be muksa too.
Right.
So if he had already, let's say, something dangling around his neck, we could kind of latch onto it. That would be easier to attach to the rope from the trough to the cow. Rather, you have to grab the cow, which is muksa.
That's true, but you know, you're right. The direct contact of the cow, you're not supposed to do. It's different. It does have that heter when it comes to the, you know, even my dog. You're allowed to walk your dog, even though, you know.
Cows work money, maybe.
No, there's no difference. You're allowed to walk your dog also. I can't move muksa. I'm allowed to walk my dog. I'm holding on to the leash.
But if it gets loose, let's say that.
So you grab the leash.
You try and grab the leash.
No, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's your choice, right? Right. Okay. So, Amar Bihudam Shmuel, Kli Kivoi Mutzala Tatlan Bishab. So, Rashi says these are the kelim which the weaver is using. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos. We'll see. Why is an issue over here is it's a muksa issue. Samora says, okay, boy mine may Rav Yehuda. Kavod Elyon and Kavod HaTachton Mahu. Kavod Elyon and Kavod HaTachton is the way I understand it. The same way you have in the loom. You're going to have, on the two ends of the loom, you're going to have a large roller, one which has the one closer to him will be where the woven material is rolled onto, and the one which is further away is where you have the unwoven chassis threads which are on it, which you will move forward and give you chassis threads to move with. They also sometimes do it, they had a standing type of a loom, where you would have the Kavod Elyon, the Kavod HaTachton, and you'd have the upper roller and the lower roller. So it's basically the same idea, you know, but it's just one, you know, as opposed to being front and back, it's up and down. But it's basically the same idea. So these are very large, heavy items. That's why they're called kovet. So do you say, in other words, the other kelim are klishim latal yisr, you're allowed to move, but muksim achim chasar and kis, these were valuable or heavy and valuable items. Are those different or not? I want to point out there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav that says that the definition of klishim that muksim achim chasar and kis assumes a klishim alachta liyisr. In other words, I can have a, you know, $300,000 gold Kiddush cup studded with diamonds. I'm allowed to move it on Shabbos. I can be used to make Kiddush. But it's Chasar and Kis. Yeah, but Chasar and Kis means it has one usage, and it's very expensive, and I won't use it for anything else. And that one usage that it's made for is something that you can't do on Shabbos.
I understand. What if you're selling
so that it's made for selling. So its function is for sale.
Okay.
So that's klitzchara, which we had before. That even in the first paragraph, klitzchara is if we hadn't closed whether miyachah klitzchara or not, whether you can use it or not. So in chanav, I have something which is so expensive, we only use it for selling, so it's also. But the assumption is
the kli itself.
Okay, I'm saying the point is that the primary use is something which you cannot do on Shabbos, and the secondary use you will not do. Because it's too expensive. So then it's Mukhlech Chasar and Kis. But if the primary use is something you can do on Shabbos, well, it's very expensive. You won't do anything else with it, but except for its primary use, which is Mutar on Shabbos. So where's the Mukhsa? So Klishim Lata, we take something as Mukhlech Chasar and Kis, there's this immediate assumption we're talking about that the primary use is something which you cannot do. So you have a Shechita knife. That's the example that they give, or an Ismail for a Mila. It's an expensive item. The primary use is something which you don't do. Mila is a question why. It's a big machlokes. But shechita knife, you can't use it on Shabbos. For its primary use, you're not going to use it to chop onions, right? It's too expensive to chop a knife to chop onions with it. So you're not going to use it for anything else. So it's muksvah. So the primary use of the kavod. So the kliki voice, you tell me they're klishim lata liyisr, which you're allowed, they're not muksa gomer because you're allowed to use them for other purposes. And you will use them for other purposes, but what about the kavod elyon, the kavod tachton? Do you say since you're not going to use them for other purposes, so therefore they become muksar? They're not. Okay. So you asked them, what about the kavod elyon? So he said, in v'lav v'rafa b'yod. They said yes. He said no. It was loose in his hands. He wasn't sure whether this is us or mutter. Okay, so the Mor says, Itmar Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. So we have Rav Nachman quoting Shmuel, and as opposed to Rav Yehuda, it was the first round. Rav Nachman quotes Shmuel, that he says, Kli Kivoy Mutta Tatam Shabbos, a Philo Kabbat Albion, Kabbat Tatam, Abaloy Eso Amudim, Benata Amudim. Now, I'm sorry. Not clear what that is. So Amar Rav Nachman, Ma'ishna Amudim Deloy, why Amudim not? Why are Amudim more problematic than the Kavod Elyon, the Kavod Tachton?
Here, one is saying is posts and one is beams. Posts are okay, but beams are not. Posts are okay. One is like up and down and one is across.
Okay. No, we'll see. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Ilema the ka'obet gumas gumas. The amudim. Well, the amudim are posts. Said the problem is that it's. I don't know what it is. Okay. I'm not picturing what it looks like exactly. Okay, so the more if the problem is that you when you pull it out to use it, you metal to the mudim, so you're making holes. The more says gumas memela kahavian. The holes are not something you're intending to do. That just happens by itself. Nitnan, we find a similar idea. A tzayman lefis, it's known as tachas agefen. A person decides to store his turnips or his radishes under a vine. So he mixes olam megulin. If they're partially, they're not totally submerged, and the leaves are still visible. So enachash shelo mishum klayim is not considered klayim because you're not putting it there to plant. You're putting it there to store. So it's not an act of planting to this vegetable together with the gefen. Well, mishum shviyas, there be no dinei shviyas on it because it's not a planted item. Well, mishum meiser, there's no chi of meiser on it when you take it out. And he told him b'shabbos. And you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos as long as the leaves are partially visible, so you don't have to move the dirt to get it directly. You just pull the leaves out and pull it out. Well, it makes a hole when you pull it out, so you're making a hole. So why is it an usher? Because you're making a hole. So you see that the fact that the hole is, you have no intent for the hole. You don't need the hole. You have no usage for the hole, and it's not called you're making anything by pulling it out. So same thing over here. Why are them wooden mustard? Correct. They've been harvested and they've been put back to storage. Correct. So the more answers, over there was Besada and Loyosel Ashriya Gumais. So the problem here is not the Guma that you're making, the problem is that we're afraid that after you make the Guma, you're going to try and remove the Guma. And that's a form of. So in the bias, that's a problem of. There's a there you might, if you fill up the guma, you consider burner like we had before, because you're making a functional floor. Besada, you don't care. Besada lo yosel ashriya gumas. Hachem abayis, osel ashriya gumas. So, boi mine riechen me Rabbi Yehuda, bar livoi, kli kivoi, kagoyin kabit, hoayin makabit atachtun, ma'al atachtun b'shabbos. So he asked him this, Shaila, are you allowed to move these items on Shabbos? The kabit al yikam atachtun. So we have before that Yehuda was masupik. Rav Nachman said definitely mutter. So he asked him the same question: is it mutter? Amalei ain metaltel. You're not going to move them. Matam? Why can you not move them? The fish ain nitolim because they are not moved. Let's see Rashi. They're too heavy. Let's see Rashi. Klikivoy. Kli argim is the kelim of the weavers. Why did the ayir bechabel the gardi knock at lahocha? The reason why it's here is because it's talking about the lachas of bechabel the gardi of the weavers. So it mentioned this also. Mutzat altolon the shnei akonim the tashmish acher. So you can use I'm not sure exactly what item it is in the process with these two rods. You're allowed to use them for something else. Ashminan, the point is, they ain't a guardian makbid alayim, he's not makbid. Velohabi malachtan liyasr. It's not called malachtan liyasr. Which sounds to Rashi, it's not malachtan liyasr at all. Kivagar gives you your marim mokum that later on Tosis has problems with that. You don't usually use them for something else. And therefore it becomes something which is only designated for the Isser. So he said, he wasn't sure. It was a soft answer. It wasn't definitive in his answer. Excuse me. Hamudim trivus belaz oisim hamunukavus shargim hemanoshim. So the mudim are ones which have holes in them, and the women use them to weave in them. I don't know sure exactly what it looks like. Somewhere says maybe some of the reason why it's a problem is because the kaavid guma kishacholtzim in oritz. When you take it out of the ground, it leaves a hole. Shem tchumus v'guma, there's a hole there. So mezes offer v'ovid guma makam omid. It moves the dirt aside and it makes this hole. So he said that's not true. You find mixes all in the gulim. Mishum. Now it says that the person is tzaymen lefis, and the leaves are partially visible. So Rashi says for the client purposes, for shriyas purposes, for maisa purposes, it doesn't make a difference whether it's visible or not. it said it's mishum that nitolim b'shabbos nakat. Lord, it said it for the, but it also said you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. That's not true if it's totally submerged. So that had to be with that it was partially visible. The Lord have a magulan ain't Lord b'meil loichse. How's he going to pull it out? Can't move the dirt. Since it did not take root, A, you didn't put it there for the purpose of planting, B, it's not considered a problem of klayim, etc. That it comes down buttons to the ground, you have to take meiser again. I mean, every year a person takes meiser on his tavor, he puts it back into the ground, and he takes take meiser again when it comes out. So the same thing over here. Now, so you'll tell me the difference is that this is a bulb. These are plants which have a bulb, and the plant grows out of the bulb. So even when you take it out at the end of the season, you know sometimes part of the bulb is still there, but that doesn't make a difference. It's still chayv and meiser. You put a bulb in, the bulb grows more, right? So maybe there should be a chayv meiser on that. So the answer is because you didn't put it there, you didn't plant it there. It's not the grain. It's obvious. Person takes grain, he's master, and he puts it back on the ground. The grain is gone. It makes a new plant. So the new plant is not the same thing. It's chayv and meiser. But you deal with a bulbous plant. You're still a chayv and meiser when you take it out a second time, but not over here because you didn't put it for the purpose of planting. Because it grows again, right? Fish ain't tolin. After all, when they chayv done in the weekdays, you don't move it because it's too heavy. Therefore, its only purpose is its melechas iser, and a klisha melechas iser, which has no other purpose, that's us. There is, I remember who says it, the Chazanish brings in one of the Rishonim that what'll be. So I have a painting, which I stick on the wall, and I never move it. It hasn't been moved. That painting has been in the same spot for the last 20, 25 years. It's not attached to the wall. It's on a nail. There's no melechas boiner or soyser by picking up and moving it. It's a valuable painting. I don't want to just stop moving it because it might get damaged, but there's no iser involved in it. So is that considered a case of a muksumachos or a kiss? Because I've been in the yachad in my mind, it's not for the purpose of tiltul. Remember the definition of muksa, the opposite of muksa is mukhan, which means it's mukhan for usage. Right? So over here, I've sort of been maxed for my das. I totally put it away out of my thought process to use it for that's purpose of being on the wall and nothing else. So now I can't move it for anything else. As opposed to your gold kiddush cup, which its function is to use it to tmuchim for the purpose of moving. So Mishabura holds that case is not osur. Mishabura holds that case is not osur because when he goes with the Shulchan Aruch Rabbah, it has to start with klisha melachta l'isur. Chazanish holds that case is that's this din over here of Ibnei Shem any tolet, because the more is not like the Rashi says. Therefore, it's tasher is for X, and X being an iser. So the problem is, it's a glorified klisha melachta l'iser. That's really what it is. But if it had not been l'iser, it would not be a problem. The fact that this is heavy, it's so heavy, I'm never going to move it. Okay, so that itself should make it a muksa in the sense I'm at maksad asumit. I'm not going to use it for anything. So he brings a sheet that says that's the problem over here. The accident factor that it's heavy, it cannot be moved. Pishat Nitolin, it's not moved. That's the problem. Well, that's the problem. So that case would be considered a problem. Okay, so the Mishnah. So we're moving away from the kosher, moving on to other types of issues in Shabbos. Now, these are derbonans for the most part. You're allowed to fold your kelim over here is referring to begadim. So you're allowed to fold them when you put them away on Shabbos because that maintains their creases. So Mishnah says that's mutter. And the Mishnah is going to qualify the when that's mutter. You have to do that four or five times. I feel like Rabbah Chamisha Pami, even four or five times on the Shabbos, that's mutter. Number one. When Tzidus HaMitzvahs, Milele Shabbos, the Shabbos, you're allowed to be Matziah, the Mitzvahs, to make out the bed. On the Mitzvah could be the, you know, reclining couch. You can do that on the night of Shabbos to use the next day. So you do it for the night, you have it ready to use Shabbos day, the Shabbos. You can't set it up on Shabbos to use right after Shabbos. It's a problem of a hachana. What about a situation from Yom Kippur to Shabbos? Is that a problem of a hachana? You know, we know that you could allow to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. There's some heter of preparation from Yom Tov to Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur to Shabbos? Is Yom Kippur considered? And part of the logic behind that is that since Yom Tov is a lesser level of kedusha than Shabbos, it's not a zilza for Yom Tov if you're being meichad on Yom Tov for Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur to Shabbos? Yom Kippur is a parallel type of kedusha, so you cannot be prepared from one to the other. Rishmol says no, you could. And furthermore, v'chel be Shabbos kevin be Yom Kippurim abaloi be lo shal Yom Kippurim be Shabbos. Let me hold that off and answer that question. Rekiba Omer, Lo Shal Shabbos Kaim Be Yom Kippurim, Lo Shal Yom Kippurim Kaim Be Shabbos. So Rekiba says, no. So Chel Be Shabbos, they were Makar Kabonis on Shabbos. So when a person, when the Karban Talmud, the Musaf, whatever had to be brought on Shabbos, so the Shechita is done on Shabbos, the Kabbalah Hadam is done on Shabbos, the Zrika is done on Shabbos. It has to be done before Shkia. The next part is you have to take parts of the animal and put it on the Mizbeach. Now, the act of putting the different parts of the animal on the Mizbeach is kosher that day of the Shechita and the following night. So the dinner, when it becomes possible, Belina, is only by Eloise Shachar of the following morning. Now, there is a halacha, so you could argue, theoretically, putting these things on the Mizbeach to burn is malacha. It's, you're consuming it in the fire. Bishul, Havora, whatever malacha it is. So we had in the second parak, you could have argued that you're mechuyev to wait till after Shabbos to put it on the Mizbeach. That's not true. You're allowed to put it on the Mizbeach right away. There's a mitzvah, part of the process of bringing the korban is to do it right away, and that's also mutter. Let's say you didn't do it, so you do Motzei Shabbos. Well, what happens if Chel Be Shabbos or Yom Kippur comes up to me Motzei Shabbos? So now I'm taking this thing from Shabbos and I'm putting it on the Mizbeach. Is that mutter? So Rishmol said Chel Be Shabbos came from Yom Kippur. Avolosh Yom Kippur and B'Shabbos. So Rishmol says that Shabbos is more chomer. And therefore, you're allowed to be makriv. The needs of Shabbos are done on Yom Kippur. But if the case of Yom Kippur came out to be Erev Shabbos, and you didn't get these items up on the Mizbeach before Shkia on Friday afternoon, you can't put them on the Mizbeach Friday night, because the Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur, and there's no, you can't do something on Shabbos for Yom Kippur. By definition, because you don't care about anything else on your Shabbos or Yom Kippur, but other than the Korbanos and Sibur. Comes along from Rekiba says, no, you can't do Shabbos on Yom Kippur, you can't do Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So Rishmol fits into what Dr. Mark was asking, that the levels of Kedusha of Yom Kippur is less than Shabbos, so therefore I'm allowed to prepare on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. I'm allowed to be makriv on Yom Kippur from Shabbos, but I can't be makriv on Shabbos from Yom Kippur because Shabbos is a more chomer. Rekiba says that regards to this, the doing a malacha, the raisa at least, of being makriv the chalavim, the different parts which go on the mizbeach, the different fats, etc., that's not going to be mutter from one to the other. So you can't be makriv on Yom Kippur from Shabbos. It doesn't have that heter. Right, so that we learn out. That's all different case. Right? So Kriyashim Kapanas and Kelim Begadim. Kelim is referring to Kelim. Over here is referring to specifically garments which are worn. Kisha Poshtim. When you take them off, Mekaplan, you would fold them. Neshim Misrachachim and Kibusam Miskamtim Kishelim Mekupolim. They come when you wash them, they become soft, and therefore, if you don't fold them, they get all wrinkled. Philadelphia Hepamim. Okay, last year the lotion, but yeah. So Rashi says the heter four or five times, you're allowed to redo this in order to reuse them a second time that day. Yom Kippur on Shabbos, Yom Kippur liyos be'erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out to be an erev Shabbos. You're allowed to prepare Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Yom Kippur, Shachal liyos Motzi Shabbos, and vice versa. If it came out to be Motzi Shabbos, you could be makriv it. Omer Zevei Rabbi Yonah. Just one little piece over here. This halacha over here with Mekaplan Kalim b'Shabbos. There are some limitations. Number one, Lo Shanu Ela Ba'adam Echad. Person has to fold it himself. Two people fold it; they do a much better job of folding it. That it's much comes out much crisper. That's making a very nice crease in it. That's like you're being the sack in the bag and make a nice crease. That's not mut. Okay, not mut. Even by one person, when you said it's mutter, lo yomor in ella b'chadoshim, al v'yishonim lo new ones. You know they're nice and crisp anyway, so you're not really doing too much adding the crease which you're at, it's there. It's nice and sharp, etc. Old one worn out, etc. It needs to be masukin more than the new one, so the crease is adding more to it. It's awesome. Well, he's making a nice crease. That's going to be the issue. Right, but Meister wants. In general, the assumption that most person hold that it's auster because that you know that there was the fact that you have this nice, clear, crisp way it's done is considered a tikkun. See, that wasn't your kavanah. That would make it more allowable. There's already a crease. No, you're fixing the crease. You're making it better. But each time you fold on the crease. Okay. The chadashim nami learn more ella b'levanim. Even chadashim, we said it's mutter. It's only if it's white kalim. But tsuyim, colored kalim, loy tsuyim, which are colored, so that the tikkun is more beneficial. Okay. And then last thing, this is only mutter if you have nothing else to wear. You need your nice crease to look nice, so we're mutter it. If you have another kalim to use, so not. So basically, the heter is one person, new kalim, which are white, if you have nothing else to wear. So we just took the mission, which says it's mutter, and basically said it's 99% of the cases it's also. That's what the Rabbi Yonah basically accomplished for us.